Hi, I'm Rick Van Gorn, webmaster for Edge of Space Sciences. This recording contains the audio from the Pikes Peak FM Association's 448.450 repeater. It covers the launch and the burst and the touchdown and the tally-ho, or the basic recovery of the balloon. It's divided into two parts, the ascent phase and the burst and descent phase. There's a slight overlap between the two recordings. We hope you enjoy this, and thanks for listening.
This is the ELS ground station for ELS 84. Flight preparations are getting close to launch. The balloon tear rate seems to be about proper. The tie-off of the fill tube has started. Payload is completely in position. Gently up to the bottom of the payload is probably about 8 feet off. The payload string is completely put together, so the fill tube is up. 3 to 5 minutes launch. Zero LT, the US station.
M0 LT and 0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
When you're, I don't know if you're walking around, but you're kind of walking into and out of repeater coverage when you make those announcements. We're getting all the information mostly, but FYI, you're in and out.
Okay, I'll stand still. You're right, I'm walking around. N0 LP.
Okay, N0 KKZ. 7 hours, 15 minutes.
N0 LP at the USS ground station. This is the Edge of Space Sciences flight number 84. This flight is in sponsor of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Agency. We're going to be flying a payload called GAINS. GAINS stands for, Global Atmospheric In-Situ System. GAINS is a worldwide weather system that NOAA is considering using high-altitude balloons. Today we're going to be just testing the pump mechanism that's used on that. You can go to the GAINS site to see that. Currently the payload string is out. The payload handlers are in position. The forklift is ready. The balloonmeister has got the balloon all laid down. The tear weight is off the ground, still being held by the sandbags. We're probably about 1 minute away from launch. There goes a pie ball up, almost straight up. This is going to be a beautiful launch. You're going to see some great pictures on the website. Stand by for a second. Pie ball straight up. Here we go, getting ready for launch. Here he. 2, 1, launch. EOSS 84 away at 19 past the hour. Payload strings running clear. The balloon still lifting off the main payload. Slight correction, there it goes. We're going to get a bounce. It's getting drag on the ground a little bit, and up it goes. Looks like there's one package hanging off the main payload. The balloon is departing the ground station, heading slightly north. N0 LP, EOSS ground station. Okay, track and recovery coming at you, but left one of the foot pads. I've got it in my hand right now. So there may be some damage to the ATV. We're checking that out right now. N0 LP, EOSS ground station.
Okay, thanks, Nick. I appreciate the update. We'll get it back. N0 NDM. N0 NDM, N0 KKZ. N0 NDM. I have a new touchdown prediction for you, too, based on the actual winds that were encountered by this morning's ROB flight. Want it? All right, ready to copy. So 44.1, 28.3 and that's basically over Mary Frances is at. It's basically right in the neighborhood of 86 and I-70.
Okay, thank you. N0, NDM.
Go ahead, try again, Mark.
Yeah, Rick, I was just going to report the same thing. Find you showing both W5BSI-11 and K0YUK-11.
Excellent, thanks very much. And, well, let's rattle this case. N0LP, N0KKZ. Good, Rick. Copy Mark's report. Both payloads, YUK and VSI, are on find you.
It's kind of noisy in here right now. I think I heard you say that both payloads are on findyou.com.
Affirmative, affirmative.
To Roger, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. N0KKZ.
Alpha, this is Bravo.
Go ahead, Bravo. This is Alpha.
Okay, we are receiving packets APRS W5BSI-11. And I told you we were going to be 20 miles out. Station Bravo, K0JLZ.
Well, Tim, let's see how the flight goes. I'll probably move you here, but let's see how things go first before we readjust. N0, NDM.
USS Ground Station for EOS 84. We've had problems with the ATV.
It's only pointing, but it's not pointing up. It's only pointing out towards the horizon. N0LP in EOSS Ground Station.
Alpha, this is the ground. We are not getting any data off the telemetry at 145.600, so that's not going to be a good beacon for you as a backup.
Okay, 145.600, negative data, no beacon. Copy. N0, NDM.
OLP, the OSS ground station.
Alpha, this is Delta.
Alpha.
Sir, copy our location. Location is 52.3, 35.
Shot
to the west on 142. That is OG.
Alpha, this is Delta.
Alpha.
Yes, sir, for your information, we have both sets of packets coming down. We're able to decode that, so that makes several of us out here now that can do that. Great. W0GH.
Oh, very good. N0, NDM.
Alpha, this is Bravo. Have a good beacon on 147595, KZRJLZ.
Okay. I'm glad we got good beacons. Everything's sounded good. N0, NDM. Delta, this is M0KKZ.
This is Delta, go ahead.
Marty, are you using APRS Plus?
M0KKZ, this is Delta.
Hi Marty, are you using APRS Plus this morning?
I am indeed. Seems to be working quite well. Amazed as I am.
Okay. I wonder if you could go to your setup screen on your main screen on your setup page. In the lower right-hand corner, there's some...
Yeah, APRS. Yeah, I'll go right there. Oh, am I transmitting? I'm sorry.
Yeah, when that's checked, you transmit all the packets you hear back out again.
Unchecked, enable transmit. Sorry about that.
9 on the map, N0LP.
Now, you can have a transmit enabled to transmit your position through the balloon.
Yeah,
but on the lower right-hand side of that setup screen, there's something called pass-through. And that should be unchecked.
Okay. But I can leave the enable transmit on, is that right?
Yep, if the pass-through is unchecked, then all we'll get is your position, and we won't get a repeat of all the balloon data as well.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Hopefully it's under control. Let me know if it's not.
Okay, and 0KKZ, that'll do that.
So be 0G.
N0KKZ, KE0ULN Mobile.
Good morning, Russ.
Morning. I just want to say I got real good packets on W5ESI-11 out here by Centennial Airport. What frequency is the YUK on?
That one is on 445.975 megahertz up in 70 centimeters.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I'll tune the other radio over and see if I can get that one. Thank you. You guys have fun today. I wish I could be with you. K0ULN Mobile Clear.
KKZ.
Ahead, Matt.
Rick, are you getting any packets from K0YUK-11? Seeing anything here at the ground station?
I was listening to them, but I'm not decoding them. But I can look over and find you and tell you what I see there.
Would you please?
Yep, the altitudes for Find You and for VSI and YUK are both at 19,000, so that looks good.
Roger, roger, thank you.
Okay, M0KKZ.
This is Station Delta, we just had a 22,452 on K0YUK-11.
Find You's a little behind, that's all. M0KKZ, thanks. N0KKZ. N0LP, N0KKZ.
KKZ, N0LP.
Does telemetry look strange to you?
I haven't looked at it, Rick. Stand by, let me take a look.
Okay, I'm talking about VSI telemetry, N0KKZ.
KKZ-ULN. Got the YUK beacon loud and clear at just over 24,800 feet, K0ULN.
Hey, Rick, I'm looking at CS.
Okay, Russ, thanks a lot. Nick, you cut out. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks... -11 looks fine.
Okay. Something must have happened in my program because I'm showing -18,000 feet, temperature 614 degrees. I have to get into that and figure it out.
The last, Rick, come again.
All my telemetry data is, you know, giving out weird data. The pressure altitude is -16,000 feet. The temperature is 608 degrees.
Sorry, let me, I got the wrong telemetry. The reference voltage in the W5VSI module is off. All the altitudes and temperatures are going to be wrong. The only thing you're going to see that's correct is battery voltage. Copy?
Okay. Being inexperienced with the telemetry stuff, I'm just curious. Thanks, M0KKZ.
You're absolutely right that it's weird data. N0LB.
And now that I'm looking at the reference voltage, I see that it's 15 instead of 5 volts. So what happened there?
Mike thinks there's something wrong with that regulator, but he doesn't know.
Okay, we'll need Aaron there. Thanks. M0KKZ clear.
This is the OSS ground station and up. Ascent rate, standby. Wrong thing up. We're going up about 600 feet per minute, a little less than we had anticipated. The balloon is going about 14 miles an hour right now at a bearing of 069. It's 9 miles from the ground station and 22 degree elevation angle from us. So proceeding up 24 N0LP, OSS ground station.
M0NDM, N0KKZ.
N0NDM.
Larry, with the slower ascent rate than predicted prior to flight, it's going to fly a little bit longer than the predictions I've been giving you. And I'm not going to do another prediction yet, but in a little while, after this kind of settles, it's all over the place. So after it settles down a little bit, I'll give you another prediction.
Okay, thanks, Rick. N0NDM.
Ground station verifies the ascent rate all over the place. Stand by, Mike. Got you, Mike. Hold on here a second.
KKZ, NA0BR.
Hey, Bruce, N0KKZ.
Rick, I was just wondering, are you still getting weird data from W5VSI? Because it looks all right on FindU.
The weird data is the telemetry. That's everything else is working just fine. The APRS is fine, the telemetry is strange.
Okay. I guess I didn't hear that part. Thank you. Hope you're having fun. NA0BR.
I surely am, and thanks for alerting me, because it never hurts to have a second opinion. I'm through OKKZ.
Station Alpha is Delta.
Station Alpha.
Yeah, has anybody reported any visuals? This is a tough one to see, apparently. We're only at 32,000 feet, but you think we'd be able to see it by now?
LP. Bad Nick. Nick, you were not into the repeater. Try again.
We've got a visual on the balloon from the ground station, Larry, in 0LP.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Any other ground stations or tracking and recovery that has a visual? Well, Marty, sounds like they're the only ones.
Okay.
I guess we're all north of it, and that's the issue. Very good. W0GH, thank you.
N0, NDM.
Zero NDM, K0 ANI.
Well, good morning, Larry. This is N0 NDM.
Good morning. I'm with Cease, and we're in Calhoun, and we have a visual on it. It's still west of Calhoun. I'm continuing up 24, K0 ANI.
Okay, very good. N0 NDM.
Okay, this is a long one. You got a minute?
Go ahead.
Okay. We'd like some help from the tracking and recovery team with regard to the experiment on the turbine. What we'd like is those guys that have binoculars, when the turbine turns on, which ought to be at about 49,000 feet, and we'll give you a call for that, we'd like you to look at the balloon and see if you can see the big white balloon. It's 8 feet in diameter. Expand. Now, it's low on the payload. It's right up, or low on the balloon string. It's right above the payload. It's not the big plastic balloon on top. And we'd like to know if it expands. Copy?
Okay, copy that, Nick. But so far, nobody has, none of the trackers have actually been able to locate the balloon yet. So, trackers, heads up, see if you cannot locate the balloon here visually. And get your binoculars ready. And Nick, if you can give us advanced warning on when it's going to reach that altitude.
We'll do that, sir. We've got the balloon tracking along I-20 or US-24. It looks like it's sort of running in parallel or in formation with Larry. We've got track on him too. N0LP, USS Ground Station. By the way, the balloon's currently at 36,000 feet. Its average ascent rate since takeoff is 804 feet per minute. It's currently going 40 miles an hour and has started back towards the northeast after a kind of a stint here at due east. N0LP.
Alpha, this is N0KKZ. Larry, I just thought I'd let you know that currently the balloon is 4 miles east and 2 miles north of where it was predicted to be at this altitude. So just a heads up. It's not, in other words, it's not too far off its predicted track, and it's also not too far off its predicted distance.
Okay, do you have a new prediction, or do you want to wait a while?
I think I'll wait until it gets up until at least the 60s or so. Maybe right now it's if you looked at the graph of the ascent rate, you would realize there's really not too much point in trying to guess.
Okay, sir. We'll stand by. Station Alpha.
Okay, Benji, answer. Okay, KZ.
Control, for EOSS. This is KA0 DPC in Denver.
Well, good morning, Sparky. This is Station Alpha and 0NDM.
Do you net control?
Well, I guess I'm the closest thing. What you need?
Well, sir, I know everybody's got cell phones in their crossbows, but you're in a shack monitoring, and if you need me to do anything here in the Denver end, I'll help any way I can. Otherwise, I'm just listening and fishing around on the web. Is there a GPS or something on the page? Well, you just go ahead and do what you're doing, and I'm listening here from high atop Truth Mountain.
Okay, Sparky. Yeah, well, I appreciate the offer. We'll let you know if we need anything back there. So far, things are running smooth. Appreciate the offer. So if you want to just stand by and listen, we'll let you know. Station Alpha, N0NDM.
Took me longer to get the tone set in my radio here in the shack than it did Mike to build a payload. KA0 DPC monitor.
Alpha M0KKZ. Alpha, this is M0KKZ.
This is Alpha.
If you have any people that can see the balloon, and they're going to try to do that monitoring for them at the launch site. Right now, the balloon is 245 degrees true from Lyman, Colorado. And this might be a good reference for people because they're all probably out in that neighborhood. 245 degrees true, 29 and a half miles, and the elevation is 14 degrees above the horizon. So that's the spot they should look at if they're in Lyman, and they can kind of make mental adjustments if they're north or south.
Okay, well, we've got our eagle-eye spotter. Out here looking with binoculars and a naked eye, and so far we're negative, but we're still looking. Any other trackers that get a visual, please respond to Station Alpha. This is N0NDM.
LP. Larry, I'm showing that you guys shouldn't see it yet from Lyman. It's a bearing at 248 from you, but it's 32 miles, and for some reason I'm showing no elevation angle, which I don't believe, but nevertheless.
Okay. All right. Well, we kind of thought we should see it, but we'll continue to look. But thanks for the info.
Just a minute here, I'll switch around. I believe Rick's stuff, so I think I've got the wrong thing up. N0LP. Degree elevation angle from you, Larry, at a bearing of 248. 14 degree elevation angle at bearing of 248. It's 30 miles away from you.
Okay, 248 and 11 degrees?
15 degrees, sir. And your fist at the horizon is about 15 degrees over.
We'll continue to look lower. Station Alpha, N0NDM.
Station Alpha, this is Delta. Yeah, we have a light cloud cover that's got to get out from underneath. There's just a hazy cloud cover directly in line. WHROGH.
Yeah, Marty, we're getting that same haze here, too. And you're right, I think it needs to get up a bit higher to get out of that haze.
Bravo, go ahead. Jim, on this UI view, when it's telling me
that the balloon is at a bearing of 260 degrees. Do you have any idea, is that magnetic or true that it's telling me?
True.
That would be true, and it is relative to you. That's true. Got it. Thanks. KC0 RPM. No problem. Station Bravo, K0 JLZ.
This is the USS Ground Station for USS Flight 84. At 7 minutes past the hour, the balloon's been in flight for 48 minutes. It's currently at 47,800 feet, rising at about 1,050 feet per minute. It's going 47 miles an hour. It's in the jet stream right now, heading 63 degrees true. It's 24 miles from the ground station right now. It's, let me see here, there's a quick update. It's 61 miles from Colorado Springs, and things are proceeding normally, except, of course, we lost the telemetry and the TV off the balloon. N0LT.
Alpha, this is Foxtrot.
Okay, Mary Frances, just wanted to hadn't heard from you. Want to make sure you're okay and in position. Do you have a grid for us?
As best as I can figure, I believe I am at 38,29.
Go ahead, Nick.
Alpha.
This is Alpha.
It's time to look at the binoculars, guys, if you can see it. We think the experiment should have started. The balloon, the white balloon on the payload should be expanding. From Lyman, the balloon is at 249 degrees, and it's 16-degree elevation angle. We'd appreciate any report someone has. N0LP.
Okay, we're looking. So far, nothing, but we'll continue to look. N0, NDM.
K0 AMI. Zero NDM, K0 AMI.
Double.
N0 NDM, K0 AMI.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Okay, N0LP, this is K0 AMI. I confirm the balloon has expanded. We watched it fill up here. It's almost directly over it. Copy, Nick. Ground station is K0 AMI.
Oh, it expands as it was supposed to, and you confirm that visually. N0, NDM.
Larry, give it to me again. We got some QRM. Okay, Nick, the balloon was basically directly over us in, wherever we are, Yorama? Similar. And, we got situated, we sat down, and actually watched the balloon fill. CC's watching it now, and I guess we're going to keep an eye on it until it deflates. This is K0 AMI.
Great report. Thank you very much, Larry. Break with you. Alpha, did you have a report, sir?
A negative other than hotel's report, other than Larry's, no. We don't have a visual. None of the other trackers have visual.
Roger. Change subject. Alpha, we're going to have an air one up. K0RM is going to be the pilot. With him will be KB0TVK, Tango Victor Kilo. They'll be on this frequency and 146.55. We'll give you a call when they're airborne. Over.
Okay, give me the call signs again.
RM, Jeff, the Colorado section manager. And with him will be KB0, Tango Victor Kilo. and they'll be on this frequency and 146.55 simplex, over.
SL, N0, NDM.
Sir, roger, we'll give you a call when they're airborne. N0LT.
If you need a net control, this is KA0DPC. I can write down and pass traffic, maybe. KKZ, KA0DPC, do you have a tactical call, sir?
No, I don't, Sparky.
Okay, I'm just looking at my list from last night's net. Is the payload on the web or anything, over?
Yes, it is. Why don't we meet on 8-8 and I'll tell you all about it.
Certainly, I don't want to detract you from your business here. I just can't. Well, why don't you go ahead and do what you're doing?
You can do both at the same time. I got it all sitting on the computer screen in front of me. I'll meet you on 8-8.
Give me a second to QSY, 146880.
0KKZ, listening here and get QSY in there.
This station Delta, congratulations to the Gaines team for a successful inflation.
Alpha ground.
Alpha.
We got reason to believe that when the pump test is underway, Larry, that some EMA may come out and take W5VSI off the air. We saw a 4-minute blank in time while the pump test was underway. N0LP.
N0, NDM.
Alpha Lima. Alpha Lima.
This is Alpha.
Ground station Lima. Hey Lima. Okay, CC wants to know, well, hold standby.
This is KC0OLS. I'm wondering if N0LP has seen any kind of change in the rise rate of the balloon when the test was going underway on the pump.
Absolutely. We saw a decrease in ascent rate, and then the ascent rate picked back up again.
Thank you very much.
N0LP, clear with KC0OLS.
K0, ANI.
Ground stations have got beacons on K0ANI-14, W0CBH-2, and WA0GEH-9, N0LP. Alpha ground, we're about ready to start the second experiment, N0LP.
Alpha copies, N0, NDM.
Experiments running right now, N0LP.
Ground station, this is Bravo.
Bravo.
Am I correct that you do not see a beacon from me?
Correct, sir.
Okay, well, I have EOSS in the unproto, so I got to figure out what's going on. I should be beaconing every 5 minutes.
Okay, it's got to be the first thing in your path, sir.
Ground station, this is Bravo. I just beaconed again. Let me know if you received it, K0JLZ.
Alpha Ground.
Ground.
I've got visual confirmation of the second experiment from the ground, N0LP.
Confirmed, K0ANI.
Roger, Alpha from Lyman, the balloon is at 253, true, in 24 degree elevation, N0LP.
Down from Alpha. We have been looking and we cannot see it, but we have a hill to the west of us here that's it's probably right at. Yeah, station up.
Roger, roger. Guys that took binoculars from the ground station to see it, 10 power, over, N0LP.
Plan on taking a bearing in, let's see, at 723. Let's take a bearing at 730. How does that sound?
Station Bravo is assuming you mean 830?
Sorry, I'm off an hour on my watch. I can't get the darn thing to stay on the mountain. It wants to go to the city. Yeah, 8:30.
Okay, thank you. K0JLZ.
Keeping me correct, sir.
Alpha Lima.
Where?
Ground station Lima. Ground station Lima. N0LP, N0LP, this is K0ANI. K0ANI, N0LP. Cease would like to know whether you saw another decrease in the lift rate.
We did, but it wasn't as dramatic as the first one, over.
Okay, CISO says that was to be expected. Thanks, K0ANI.
We also got the blackout period again when the experiment was running W5VSI gets interfered with and we lost signal. N0LP. By the way, the balloon currently is at 65,800. It's rising at 1,050 feet per minute. It's only going 5 miles an hour now, so it's out of the jet stream. Bearing 270, N0LP.
N0LP, MG0F, Mark from Edgewater.
Go ahead, sir.
Nick, we're tuning in from my home QTH today. What's, how far, how much suppression on the ascent rate is there with the when the ballast sack takes up the air, over?
200 or 300 feet per minute.
Outstanding. Congratulations to the game team.
Thank you, sir. Break with you. Alpha, Air 1 is airborne.
Alpha copies, N0, NDM.
Ground station, this is Bravo. Have you received any APRS packets from me yet?
Alpha has. And sir, showing you east of Lyman, just off I-70.
Roger. Okay, change the path, and that seems to be working now. Thank you. Station Bravo, K0JLZ.
Ground station Lima. Go Lima. Hey Nick, are you seeing K0YUK being repeated through me and then back to, through W5VSI?
Stand by, I'll check.
K0ANI, K0JLZ, I do not have it. K0JLZ.
Say again, Jim?
I do not have the K0YUK beacon.
Okay, thank you. K0ANI.
Larry, ground station.
Yeah, go ahead.
Negative on digipeding a K0YUK-11.
Okay, copy. Thank you. K0ANI.
Alpha, the ascent rate is holding at 900 feet per minute, so a little less than we predicted, so you can maybe talk to Rick about what's going to happen to the flight. N0LP. Stand by for the third experiment in about a minute. N0LP, OSS ground station. Ground. Alpha ground. Alpha, this is the ground station.
Ground.
Don't forget that we're going to cut away after we've got confirmation that the third experiment completed. Over.
We understand, and can we have Rick give us a new prediction before you do that? I guess it doesn't matter.
Here, we'll give you a call when we cut away in 0LP.
Have an estimated time, Nick?
Say again?
Have an estimated time before you cut away?
I'm sorry, Benji, a little noise here. Say again.
Have an estimated time when you're going to do that?
Oh, 2 to 3 minutes from now.
Okay, we will now, per Alpha's instructions, we will now hold off on the bearing. Now, let's do not take a bearing at this time. We'll wait for this cutaway.
Roger, roger, N0LP.
Copy, fine.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're airborne now, and everything's fine. I'm surprised at all.
Yeah, there's a little noise in the background, and you broke up a little bit there, but we heard you.
And that, some of that's probably my fault. I think on the other radio, I correctly, so I have this other radio that I know how to use a little better.
Hey, and what's the handle there? Call your one from Alpha.
Or you go to the target.
Baker Bravo, yeah. Tell me, Jim, do you see a beacon from me?
Negative.
Alpha?
Ground.
Alpha ground?
Head ground.
So we're going to cut here in about a minute to 30 seconds. I'll give you a call if you can keep the frequency clear.
Okay, station Alpha. Stations, if you
you can go on Simplex 14655, the trackers, and you can talk on that one. Alpha W0CBA.
K0JLZ.
This is Alpha. From where we're at. Alpha, or say Air One, hold your mic down just a little bit before you transmit, and then that way we might get the whole report.
This is K0ANI to ground station. The balloons burst. Balloons burst. No cutaway.
Alpha ground. Alpha ground. Alpha. We need Marty to send a cutaway command. We need Marty to send a cutaway command immediately. The balloon is not responding to the ground station. Copy?
Copy. Station.
Marty, do you copy that?
Delta copy. W0GH.
Thank you, Marty. And 0LP.